I said, I take you into a home this evening. It's that home of Bethany where the Lord was often to be found. I want to draw your attention really to the opening two verses, and particularly to one man. And that man is Lazarus. I want you to see there, first of all, to consider something of his condition. You think of Lazarus, you go back into chapter 11. And he was a man who was dead. He was dead. He's now alive. But he was dead. He was a man who was decomposing. For there was a remonstration when the Lord said to them to roll away the stone out of his tomb. And they were to say to him, but Lord, he's been there 4 days. He's stinking. He was decomposing. He was a man who was in darkness. There's no light in a tomb. And men and women, I want you to consider his condition. You see your condition and my condition before we were saved. Ephesians 2 verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. We were those who were stinking before a holy God. A holy God that is a pure eyes that cannot behold iniquity, cannot look on sin. We were in the darkness of our sinful nature. We were in the darkness of our depravity and of our sin. I want to say to you tonight, you and I were just like Lazarus. That was our condition. But I don't stop there. I want you to see, secondly, the change. For you see, we read in verse 1 that Lazarus was which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. And a great change had taken place. And that change came about through the call of the Master. John 11 and verse 43, we read these words. Let me read verse 42. He's standing in the graveyard. He enters into the sorrow of those who were weeping over the death of their loved one. He says, I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me, speaking to the Father. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus! There was the call. I like it where I heard of a preacher who said, it's a good job, he said, Lazarus, and the whole graveyard would have came forth. And one day the whole graveyard will come forth, for those who die in Christ shall rise, and they shall rise first to meet the Lord in the air. But Lazarus heard the call. That call that was to bring him from death, to bring him from the tomb, to bring him from the darkness. And that's the call you and I have heard tonight as well. The call of the gospel. It's not just an outward call of the preacher. You've sat many a time under the gospel as I did, and you heard the invitation, but you rejected it. You went out the doors rejecting Christ. But you know, there was that time, child of God, when it wasn't just an outward call, but it was an inward call. You heard the call of God above the voice of the preacher. And that was the start of the change. Lazarus heard the call, but something else. There was a command here. Lazarus, come forth. Come forth, Lazarus. He who is life had always power and has always power over death. One day he was going into the city of Nain, and there was a funeral coming out. And he stopped the buyer. He stopped that coffin. I was an undertaker who didn't get his job finished that day because the Lord stopped death in its track. And he commanded that young son be raised. And here is another command in the graveyard. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Men and women were just like him, weren't we? We heard the call of God in the gospel. And we heard the command. Come unto me, all that ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We heard the command to come. The command of life. The command from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And you know, this change was completed. For just look at the words of verse 44. And he that was dead came forth. He had to obey the command, you see. The command wasn't from an ordinary man, it's from the Lord. From the Lord of glory. The one who has all power in heaven and earth. The one who has the keys of death and the grave. Lazarus had to come forth. That was irresistible. And when he had come forth, he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. You can just picture him. He's got out of the tomb. He's out of the darkness, but there's still those old clothes of death upon him. He's still in bondage a wee bit. Well, it doesn't stay that way. Jesus saith unto them, Loosen. And let him go. The change was complete. Men and women, the Lord saves us, the change is complete. He doesn't save us to be in bondage. He saves us to liberate us. Set us free. Whom the Lord sets free, ye shall be free indeed. What a glorious picture here. Not only the condition, not only the change. Thirdly, look at his communion. Verse 2. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Who did he sit with? Verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. His communion was with the Christ of glory. His communion was with the Savior. His communion was with the one who called him from death unto life. Our communion tonight is with the Lord. This is the Lord's table. Our communion tonight is with the one who loved us, who shed his precious blood just a few days hence from here, on Calvary's cross, that he might redeem us. His communion was sitting at a table. One of them that sat at the table with him. Not a powerful picture. Is it any wonder the Jews came to see? One of them was Lazarus. And he sat at the table. And that table was a supper table. And that table, there was feast time. And we're sitting at a table tonight. And we're feasting upon him who is the living bread. We're feasting at the means of grace. I don't understand. Never could. And a child of God who never waits for the Lord's table. It's a means of grace. There's fellowship here. Not only with brethren and sisters in Christ, but with the Savior. We're sitting at the table. And you know, this communion was spoken about. It was testified of. For look at the words of verse 9. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Look at the words of verse 17. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. They testified of what the Lord had done. For this cause, verse 18, the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. There was a communion spoken about. It was testified of. And so it is with God's people. Men and women, we're saved tonight. God has done the work. And He has welcomed us. He has invited us to His table. His table of remembrance. The emblems, the bread and the wine. They are bread. They are wine. They will always be. But they remind us of the broken body and the poured forth blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we fellowship. We fellowship through the blood of His cross. And it's spoken about. We want to tell others about our Redeemer. Want to tell others why we stay at the Lord's table, for the Lord's table. And you know, I close with this thought. Just like Mephibosheth, we're not worthy to be here. But the invite is from the King. 2 Samuel 9, in the words of verse 10, and it says, "Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him." This is the command that David has given to his servants. "And thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table." And Mephibosheth was welcomed to the king's table on account of another. On account of Jonathan. Men and women, we are not worthy to be here. But God has saved us. God has redeemed us. He has made us acceptable in His beloved. And He gives the invitation to be at His table. To have that communion with our Savior, with our Redeemer, with our King. Lovely picture, isn't it? I trust the Lord will bless those few thoughts to your hearts tonight for His own name's sake.